guess who's back? Well, you don't have to guess because by pressing play, you already know. I want to sincerely thank each of you for continuing on in this journey of Majored in Me. Every like, subscription, share, and monetary donation were sincerely appreciated and propelled me forward to create this new season of the show. Again, thanks. Before you start the episode, allow me to remind you that it's the fall of 2007 and Tristan is now in his second year at Hamilton University. So Tristan has a little more adulting experience under his belt. But trust and believe he's still fumbling his way through adulthood. All right, enough chit-chat. Enjoy the episode.
So you remember how last year the first week of school was a light week?
Huh?
You know, every class we walked in that week, the professor just went over the syllabus. They already emailed us. They let us out of class early, and there wasn't any real homework assigned. Remember those good old days?
Yeah.
Well, those days pretty much said, kiss our ass, we're out. I've got so much homework due next week, including an 8-page paper due Monday.
Ooh, that sucks. Consider it validation that we're officially sophomores. You know what they say, with great power comes great responsibility.
I know your ass is not sitting up here quoting Spider-Man. And honestly, what does that have to do with our situation? We're sophomores, not superheroes.
I mean, they both start with an S?
Friend, we have to work on your inspirational quotes and references. You can do better than this.
Fair enough. But with all this homework, does that mean you have to cancel on Nathan?
Hell no. I'll bust an all-nighter if I have to.
Oh, really? The fact that you're willing to do an all-nighter to make sure you keep a date with Nathan says a lot. Especially because you've already seen the boy twice this week.
What are you trying to say? I'm not pressed.
She definitely is. Mm-hmm. Sure you're not.
Sometimes I can't stand you. Anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about you. I know I've been a little preoccupied with Nathan, but don't think I haven't noticed you still being all secretive. Now what's up?
She doesn't miss a thing. I know I've been spending some time getting to know David and Lamont, but I didn't think I'd been that MIA or anything where she could tell. What do you mean?
Don't play with me, Tristan.
I might as well tell her I'm about to start pledging beta tonight. Shit, David told his girlfriend and Lamont told his brother. And even if Chance said keep this all on the low, I know for damn sure he told his girl when he was online. Okay, Denise, what I'm about to tell you, you can't repeat.
Ooh, I won't say a word.
Well, tonight, your boy officially starts pledging beta Kappa Nu.
Oh my gosh, congratulations! I knew your sneaky ass was up to something.
Shh, not so loud. But I'm glad you're excited. Save the congrats until I make it through this process.
Fine. Just make sure you don't switch up on me when you start rocking fraternity letters.
I won't. Shit.
What? What happened?
Here comes my dad and sister.
Ooh, one of the twins.
Ugh, yes. I'd get up and leave, but they've already seen me. Please don't leave me by myself.
Leave you? Boy, I want to see this.
Of course you say that.
Tristan, I was just talking about you.
Were you now?
Yeah, I was just telling your sister how you two should hang out.
Clearly he didn't listen to a word I said when I told him not to try and force a relationship between me and Alana. Oh, okay. Well, Dad, you remember Denise, don't you?
Of course I do. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
Doing well.
And you must be Alana. I've heard a lot about you.
If they came from Tristan, they probably weren't good things.
Alana, that's enough of your jokes.
If only she knew how right she was.
I'm just keeping it real.
So I see you and Denise are grabbing a bite to eat. Perhaps Alana can join you two next time.
Dad, enough. We see what you're trying to do.
Now that me and Alana can agree on.
Well, we'll be glad to have you join us whenever.
What is wrong with Denise? Has she lost it? And I don't care how hard she stares at me. I'm not about to co-sign that invitation.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm going to go meet some friends from high school.
Okay, well, have fun. Tristan, remember, you're the big brother, so I'm counting on your maturity here to fix things between you and your sister.
I know he didn't pull the big brother card on me, of all people. Has he forgotten I may have siblings, but I was happily raised as an only child?
And Denise, whenever you want a home-cooked meal, you just tell Tristan to call me. Regina and I would love to have you over.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. I'll see you two later.
Okay, see you.
So your sister, she's definitely memorable.
Oh, you mean your new lunch buddy? The one you'll be eating with by yourself?
You're so dramatic.
Whatever, Judith. Hey, Kendrick. Thanks for picking me up. You ready for tonight?
Man, as ready as I can be. What about you?
Even if we only talk about Beta Kappa Nu related things, at least Kendrick and I can have conversations. This pretend clean slate between us isn't so bad, I guess. I've actually been nervous all day. Like, should I be expecting the Beta Brothers to just make a shit ton of requests and treat us like errand boys? Or should I expect them to be whooping our ass with paddles?
Look, just try to relax and not get worked up. Like I told you, my uncle said as long as we're taking care of our shit and doing what we're supposed to do, we should be fine.
Yeah, but what happens when we're not doing what we're supposed to do? That's what has me nervous.
We're gonna be fine. At least we have each other through the process. I mean, we, as in you, me, David, and Lamont. Speaking of which, there they go on the corner.
We gotta hurry, because David told us the wrong time.
Shut your ass up. Again, I didn't tell you guys the wrong time. Chance just moved the times up by 30 minutes.
What do you mean?
Look, yesterday Chance told me that we were to show up at Gavin's at 10 tonight, but then today I get the text from Chance saying we gotta show up by 9:30.
Well, shit, we're gonna be late. When did you get the text? And why are we just hearing about it?
I just saw it like 15 minutes ago.
Wait a minute. So it's 9:45 now, which means you saw the text at 9:30. Make it make sense.
Man, he's been hooked up with his girl and ignored his phone. That's how he missed a text from Chance when he sent it hours ago.
Shit, David, so we're late because you was fucking.
Ugh. I guess I'm going to find out on my very first night of pledging what happens when we aren't doing what we're supposed to do. Damn it.
My bad.
Okay, y'all ready?
Yeah, go ahead, Tristan.
Tristan, whatever happens, you got this. Okay, Gavin, Marcus, Chance, and fine-ass Randy. They're all here.
What the hell y'all standing in the damn doorway for? Get y'all late asses in here. Why the fuck are y'all late on the first night? Y'all don't want to be betas.
Big brother Randy, we didn't get the text from Chance in time saying come at 9:30.
So you're blaming your dean? It's Chance's damn fault you're late.
No, I'm not trying to say that at all, sir. But sometimes texts don't always go through the right way. And
so now it's Verizon's fault.
I don't know, sir. I'm just saying.
Oh, David, why are you lying? And why are you still talking? Actually, sir, we...
No, I've heard enough. You guys just got excuses. Chance, show them what the cut is all about.
The cut? What's the cut? And why is Gavin pulling that off the wall and giving it to Chance? Shit is about to get real. All right, David and Lamont, I'll hit y'all later. So, Kendrick, about what your uncle said about the process?
Tristan, don't even say it. I can still hear Randy yelling in my ear.
Shit, me too. And you want to take it easy over these speed bumps? My ass feels it every time you go over one. I mean, literal ass feels each bump.
Dude, my bad. I'm trying to go over the bumps slow. Shit, I feel them too.
Is this what you imagined when you thought about pledging?
Well, I knew the night was going to go left when David set us up to be late. Then started rambling off lies and bullshit to the big brothers.
True. David is cool and all, but I could have choked him out for getting us in trouble.
You choked somebody out? Yeah, somehow I can't see that.
Don't let my niceness fool you. I'll turn into the Hulk in these streets.
Oh, okay then.
Okay, but for real, I'm starting to think David's going to have us in the cut all the time.
If he does, then I'll help you choke him.
Bet. Now be honest with me about something.
Sure, what's up?
Even with Randy yelling in our face at one point, did you not think he was still fine as shit?
Really, Tristan? We're literally getting hazed and you're focused on whether or not Randy is cute?
Don't judge me, just answer the question.
Fine. I mean, Randy may look good or whatever.
Yeah, it's the whatever. And yet, Randy too can get choked out if he keeps up this behavior.
Sure. Anyway, this you.
I guess it is. Thanks again for the ride.
You're welcome.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, you will. Night.
Am I a weirdo? I literally have been talked to like I'm shit. Had grown-ass men put their hands on me. And I'm just getting back to my dorm at 1:30 in the morning. And yet, I want to smile. I forgot what it's like to have Kendrick as a friend. Maybe he and I can get back to that place for real through this process. Hey, Tavion Scott here. I appreciate you for listening. If you're a fan of what you hear, be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. And if you're feeling generous, send a monetary gift my way. All right, until next time.